214-520-HELP. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
Thank you, Mr. Ham. Michael Dixon in today for DJ producing. As DJ is.
Maybe Michael Dixon and Michael Dixon talk to each other.
Right, the dueling Dixons.
He's doing it plenty in here already.
Is that the real one or the fake one?
You can't
one?
Even talk to him, right? Like, when you talk to him, does he do you right back to you?
Yeah, the second I walked in. He said if he does it too much, he starts talking like that to his wife.
Yeah.
Like, it's like default at that point.
Yeah, I texted Gordon over break because I had a dream that Gordon could not lose the voice of, what's the guy's name? They talk like this. It killed his whole family in South Carolina.
The Murtaugh.
Yeah, Murtaugh. Paul, maybe. I think it was his name or whatever.
Paul was the son.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what the dad's name was, but Gordon does the dad. And I had this dream that he couldn't shake it. And we called an intervention. And we're like, just here's a sentence. And it was like, the Cowboys beat the Commanders 35-10. He was like, okay. The Cowboy. And he couldn't do it. And we are crying, laughing, like dropping to our knees and all that. And he ends up having to quit the radio station and move to South Carolina. Like, it was this whole thing. It was awesome.
Alex
Murtaugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we have been, no pun intended, talking out of our rear end when it comes to the cyclospora outbreak. And I thought that I would give you guys some information that you could share with your friends and family. Instead of, like, making diarrhea jokes, Dave, this helpline is us helping you.
Well, you're the one who said it couldn't kill you.
Yeah, I know.
It couldn't even touch you.
No. I am fully susceptible to actually getting the cyclospora, but no, it cannot kill me. It's diarrhea.
Diarrhea. It's the great equalizer.
So, 6,000 people. This is the biggest cyclospora outbreak we've ever had. It's been around forever.
Yeah, I guess it flares up in the summertime every year.
Yeah.
So to speak.
As it were. And 6,000 people have it in Michigan alone, and so they're the ones that are the most affected. But basically, here's how it works. It infects the small intestine, which makes sense. It causes frequent diarrhea that carries the parasite's eggs. Then, if those eggs then contaminate produce, such as from a worker's unwashed hands, here's the kicker, too. You may have like a whole bottle of Purell or whatever your favorite alcohol-based hand cleaner is. That does not kill the parasite. So when it says it knocks away 99.9% of germs, there's the 0.1 right there. So it doesn't work.
What does work?
Dude, I think like...
other parasites.
Soap and water.
AIDS?
Yes, only AIDS kills cyclospora. So if it comes from a worker's unwashed hands or through water used to irrigate fruits or vegetables, ew, it can cause illness in a person.
They use duty water? Crops?
Farts or yeah. Diarrhea.
Yes.
That's why they started using Brondo.
Because it has electrolytes.
Not diarrhea.
Right. In a global food system, this is straight from the New York Times, where a lot of fresh produce is shipped across the world, inadequate hand washing, this all goes back to COVID, inadequate hand washing facilities or a leaky latrine on a single farm could sicken the entire country. Thousands of miles away. And they say many of the standard techniques for disinfecting the water used in agriculture, including adding chlorine, are geared toward killing bacteria, but again, not parasites, which is what the cyclospora is. So the water that appears clean on a test might still contain the bacteria from human feces.
It's always from human feces?
Apparently so. We're doing this to ourselves. This is not cattle-based.
It only likes our small intestines.
Yes. Yeah. Previous outbreaks, this one, of course, is tied to a farm one particular farm. I'm drawing a blank on the actual name.
Taylor Farms.
Taylor Farms, yeah.
They do a lot of bagged salads.
Yeah.
We had one in our fridge that we had to dispose of.
Yeah. Really? Interesting.
Did you put it up on like eBay?
Did you shoot it with your Kid Rock machine gun?
Yeah.
So all the outbreaks have basically been linked to lettuce and salad mixes. Then the other things that this bacteria sticks on, raspberries. You know why raspberries?
Because of the little hairs?
Yes, because of the hair. And it'll just kind of crawl in there and be like, oh, God, I'm so cozy. Basil.
Did you just give a personality to a virus?
I did.
And a voice?
I did.
Okay.
Basil, cilantro, fruit mixes, snow peas, and snap peas. Now, if you cook everything to at least 158 degrees, it'll kill the parasite. 100%.
Cook your raspberries.
So you'll just be eating dead doo-doo parasite.
Yeah. Which we probably do every day. In some form or fashion. Like, we don't want to know what goes on from the moment that food is picked.
No, that's the marvel of the human body. That's what's amazing about what we're able to deal with. And even when you go to Central America and you have to adapt because you're not used to the water chemistry and your body hasn't quite adapted to that, it actually is a fascinating...
It is.
You know...
Well,
each of us has like millions of living things on us right now.
Right. It's all gross. And I don't know if this was the original War of the Worlds, how it ended. I don't really know, but I remember in the movie, the Tom Cruise movie. Did you guys see that? The Spielberg movie?
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago or something like that?
Yeah. It was a very anticlimactic ending.
It was, because the all of these aliens that were, you know, killing everyone and taking over the cities, they all died because of they drank our water, basically. And the bacteria inside of it.
Yeah, they were buried in the earth for millions of years.
Yeah.
And whatever the atmosphere of the earth was at the time they arrived, it had changed enough when they erupted that they were somehow allergic to the air or the water or something that killed them.
But we are...
So it wasn't like Tom Cruise took down the entire alien race like an Independence Day.
No, and he punched him in the face. And, welcome to America, bitch. What'd he say? What was the line?
Welcome
to Earth?
Yeah.
Take that, bitch. And he punched him like he did Chris Rock. But they can, like this was traced back to that one particular farm. It's really easy to do this somehow. But even they said in 1996, so 30 years ago, they traced the illness to raspberries from just a couple of farms in Guatemala.
Well, those raspberries are troublemakers, aren't they?
I know, and I love raspberries.
I hate raspberries.
Do you really?
Well, they're great.
They get mushy too quick.
They're great, but you have to eat them within 30 minutes of getting them home from the grocery store.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I just gave Dave raspberries on his raspberry take.
So this is the largest outbreak in the U.S. The last big one was 2020. It sickened 701 people in 14 states. Hospitalized, Dave, 38.
Yeah, and somebody sent us a story that was like a young mother who has been hospitalized with diarrhea. So it's not just elderly people in hospice that have to be hospitalized with diarrhea parasite.
Can you imagine making it like 90 years and this is the way you go out? God, man, I kind of avoided I avoided war. I avoided cancer. I lived through AIDS and beat it.
You beat AIDS?
And then you end up dying from a lettuce leaf that gave you explosive diarrhea and you couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
That's how I go.
That's how I always died on the Oregon Trail game, was dysentery.
Always got him.
Damn it.
Great equalizer.
Dysentery. So that is our helpline to you. A little bit of knowledge when it comes to the cyclosporine.
Yeah, we just thought we'd take you deep inside our scientific brains and drop a little knowledge on the Metroplex.
There you go.
deep inside Corby's small intestine.
Never had diarrhea.
Some people have to pay for a semester of that, but Corby just gave it to you for free.
You're damn right. Share that with your wife tonight.